True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
From the 22 on first down, Williams on the roll, directing traffic to the end zone. He throws, and it's DJ Moore, his second of the day. Chicago cashes in immediately from 22.
Shout out Fox for the highlight. Another DJ Moore
memory. Tear down the cheek. DJ Moore heading to Buffalo Bills.
And a fifth-round pick. Bears get a second-round pick in exchange.
It'll be interesting to see what they end up doing with that whole thing. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. 104.3 The Score.
Going all the way till 5 o'clock is when our guy Dustin Rhodes takes over with the pregame show. Gets you all the deets. All the deets. I give you all the motion. He gets you the actual details. Real reporting. 5 o'clock. And then, of course, Mully and Hall, right? Duo. Just making sure. Right. Okay. So we'll get them. Obviously, Dustin Rhodes will get you right into them. I know they got a great show lined up for you guys. Kicking off the weekend, Friday, baby. Friday vibes. I know you felt a little warmth yesterday. So I did do B96 yesterday. I was on from 9 to 2. It's funny. So I was supposed to do, you know, the big stadium groundbreaking was Tuesday. I give this wonderful speech to kick things off. I emcee the event. Layla and Grody are like, we're going to get Gabe on. I was like, oh, this is awesome. They call me up, Ray Diaz. He's like, hey, dude, I think it'll be a great opportunity to get you on for the whole hour. I said, oh, damn, that's what's up. Absolutely. I'll take that. I'll come in studio. Well, my boss at the B96 is like, hey, emergency. Can you fill in today? And I was like, I can, but I got to, you know, from 9 to 2. That was supposed to be the time frame. Can you fill in 9 to 2? I was like, I can, but I got to do the score from 12 to 1. So we got to make that work, do a little radio magic. She was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Well, I go to take care of that business down there at B96. And then obviously I go to walk down this way and DJ Moore gets traded. So all that to say, I couldn't get my shine today on the score. But I'll be back on B96. I have a busy day today. So obviously today till 5 o'clock on the score. Then literally I have my closing today at my house. Bought another house in Oak Park. That sounds rich. That was a rich statement right there.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. That sounded very rich. I bought another house in Oak Park. That's like double rich. Let that marry.
Oak Park times two. You and Grody still the Oak Park boys?
Nah, Grody lives when he left me in Oak Park and moved back downtown. Anyways, so I have my closing at 9 o'clock. So my closing's at 11. I got final walkthrough at 10:30. My kids are gonna get up. I got 3 kids. They're gonna be up at 6, 7 in the morning. I get home at 5 o'clock. Then I got I got B96 9 to 2 tomorrow. That just smacked me in the face. B96 9 to 2, radio magic, guys, for those of you that are awake. Then I got CHSN later in the evening with David Hall and Ruthie Polinsky. So it's going to be quite the day. Quite the day. But you know what? I don't care. Because all I can think about is my Chicago Bears and what they're going to do with this new draft capital that they have. And how am I feeling emotionally now that DJ Moore is gone. But for that, we get to talk to you. That's what we're doing. Live and local. Overnight for you. Phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Jose out in Moquina. Jose, welcome to the show, brother.
¿Cómo está, papá?
Oh, muy bien. ¿Cómo está usted? Bien?
Oh, man. I'm good, bro. Good. All Thank right. you.
Talk to me about this DJ Moore thing. How you feeling?
I'm conflicted. So I thought we probably maybe should have kept him for one more year, considering Rome was hurt. He's been kind of hurt. Luther's still young. I thought maybe we could have squeezed one more year out of him just to get the veteran presence.
Same.
However, I understand they traded him. That's fine. So I'm thinking I'm okay with it in the sense that Caleb, whoever they throw in there, Caleb will make them better than what they are. And with the scheme that Ben Johnson draws up, I think Caleb's the type of quarterback that if you have an average receiver, he can make them look better than average. So, but I'm conflicted, right? Like, DJ Moore meant a lot to the Bears the last few years, obviously. I mean, the dude played hurt, I think, more than what we probably know. But I guess we're putting the faith in Poles and Johnson. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
right? You just got to hope that they make the right decisions.
I mean, you know, like I said, we've felt good about what they've done so far to this point. You know what I'm saying? Overall. And so I think you should feel good about that. I think when it comes to DJ Moore leaving, you know, I've been saying it all so long, less is more, man. You can want, you know, 7 wide receivers and 3 tight ends that can catch and 2 running backs that can run for 1,000 yards. But the fact of the matter is, like, sometimes that's too much because offensive players, whether they're wide receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, they're all divas to a certain degree. And that's not a knock. You need to be a diva. You need to feel as though your crap don't stink. You know what I'm saying? You need to feel like that in order to be delusional enough to think that you can be great in order to achieve that. However,
100%.
When you remove a DJ Moore, you allow Caleb to operate the offense and not the offense dictate what he has to do. I felt like I was mentioning this earlier, Jose, where in year one, remember, he had Keenan Allen there. That's tough for a 22-year quarterback to try to operate an offense, and you got a veteran like Keenan Allen. You better get that man the ball. You know what I'm saying? And then in year two, you got DJ Moore because Keenan leaves. You got DJ Moore with a rookie in Roma Dunze, and you're like, damn, you want to get Rome the ball, but DJ wants the ball. So now that you get rid of DJ, all I'm saying is, look who's there: Luther, Rome, Colston, all guys that are either the same or younger than Caleb. Now Caleb feels like a real leader of an offense where he got the youngins underneath him, where he could tell him, hey, man, get your ass over here. Hey, bro, you're out of line. He couldn't do that with DJ Moore, and he couldn't do that with Keenan Allen. Now he can do that with these guys. So I think the offense is just going to grow because he's going to have more control over it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. And I think getting that second-round pick, I mean, I'm surprised that they got a second-round pick. I was okay with the trade once I heard that they got a second-round pick. So the big question is, are they gathering all this capital to get Max Crosby?
It could be, right? You cut Tremaine Edmonds, you move on from DJ Moore, you know, you try to get some more. That's where the conversation has taken us now, Jose. Do you give up your first, a second, and you're not giving up DJ Moore anymore? So what are you giving up?
So I'll say this. So they have their first. Now they have 2 second-round picks. So I believe I saw a stat from Field Yates where it said that the Rams gave up their own first-round pick from 2017 till this year. The only one they kept was, I think, from 2023 where they drafted Jerry Verse. From 17 to 26, somebody else owned their first-round draft pick. So that means they've been hitting from the second, third, and fourth rounds, and probably fifth rounds. So it just goes to show you that first-round picks are overrated unless you hit in the second to fifth, sixth rounds.
Yeah, hit or miss.
It's pretty impressive.
No, it is. It is, and it's tough to do. It's tough to do, Jose, but hey, man, I appreciate the phone call. Always appreciate when you check in, man, overnight.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
All right, brother, you do the same. 312-644-6767. Phone lines open. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you right here overnights on 104.3 The Score. When they got the boys. Oh, I hate when guys do that. When they got the fellas. You should be calling everybody either fellas or the men. When they got the fellas, I was driving in and I was just hungry. And I was like, damn, you know what? I'm going to get some, I hadn't gotten it in a while, some Little Caesars. So me, Tyler, Sean, I'm looking at the box right now and I'm like, damn, I should have bought double the breadsticks. If I, you know, sometimes I think about endorsements, that would be one I would get, would be some Little Caesars. Pizza. Little Caesars fire. I wish I was their spokesperson.
I honestly kind of thinking about it a little bit because I've seen a ton of advertisements for them lately.
Yeah.
I'm like, I haven't had Little Caesars in a while.
Look at us.
Look at us.
But they have the best breadsticks in the game. Let's just be very clear. All right. Speaking of DJ Moore, someone.
Hey. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. If Little Caesars gets this money, I'll give you some. Allen Robinson, former Chicago Bear wide receiver, top receiver in the league. He understands what it's like to move on to different teams, you know, while still being a product. Because remember, he was productive on the Jaguars, then came over to the Bears, moved around. So he understands kind of what DJ Moore is going through. And he talked with Layla Rahimi and Mark Grody yesterday about just the experiences and what DJ Moore is going through and what this team is looking like. And of course, he's been extra opinionated on the Bears lately, so he got some good takes on them. Here's Allen Robinson talking earlier with Layla Rahimi and Mark Grody on 104.3 The Score.
Allen, thanks for coming on a very busy breaking news day here.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys having me.
What is your initial reaction to hearing the news that DJ Moore goes to be in Buffalo? His former OC is now the head coach and Joe Brady, and he's playing with Josh Allen and is traded away from the Bears.
You know, something that doesn't surprise me, even at the combine, when you look at the players that the Bears currently have on their roster, they had a lot of young players on the offensive side of the ball really perform, and I would say outperform as far as expectation was in year one. And when you look at how to get Colston Loveland more opportunities, how to get Luther Burden more opportunities, sometimes you have to add by doing subtraction. And that, in this case, was DJ Moore. But at the same time, I feel like for DJ Moore, the opportunities that he wants to have and that he wants to look at as more of a number one guy, I think that fits in Buffalo well. Obviously, he has the familiar face with Joe Brady, who knows how to utilize a skill set like that, who just took over. There's been talks this entire offseason on how and will the Buffalo Bills add another weapon for Josh Allen, and they did that today. I think it's a win-win for both sides.
Yeah, we know that DJ Moore has that star potential, and we've been using the chemistry word to talk about the Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, which has kind of run hot and cold. Some of the biggest catches in franchise history by DJ Moore, and then games where we're all looking up the statistics and saying, where's the targets? Where's the catches? Chemistry's a funny thing because it's like in your case, Allen, you had great chemistry with Mitch Trubisky, and then it just wasn't the same with Justin Fields. Can you relate to that a little bit and how this opportunity, as successful as he was with the Bears, could be even better for DJ Moore?
Yeah, and I think it's styles. And I say styles because even for myself with Mitchell always had the whole field at his disposal and being able to go through his reads. Sometimes a lot of the plays that were made with Justin Fields may be more of scramble-like plays. So now you're talking about what side of the field are these plays happening on? Is he being flushed out or is he escaping out of a particular side? Now when you look at halves of the field and how that may take place with a mobile quarterback, even though Josh Allen is mobile as well, I think we've saw the consistency that he's had with guys like Stephon Diggs in his past to be able to get the ball to a number one receiver.
We're talking to Allen Robinson, co-host of the Press Release Podcast, former Bears receiver here on 104.3 The Score. Allen, one of the things I thought about too was we saw that DJ Moore's number of targets went down this year. And before I talk about a receiver's production, I always say, well, he can't target himself. And there are times where I feel like sometimes just a function of plays can limit whether or not you're in a quarterback's line of sight. How do you speak to that, knowing, say, if you're getting a lot of pressure on the left side, that's where the weakness of the Bears line was last year, and you've got a rush on the left side, naturally, quarterback's going to roll out to the right. Okay, well, if you're a receiver on the left side, that's going to make you less likely to be the read on that play. What do you think about just that concept and how that would work out when it comes to production overall?
I think that's definitely a factor. You know, I think when you look at all the factors, that's definitely one Then you also have to look at what side of the field is the quarterback escaping to that's most comfortable for him. Mm-hmm. That's also something to be factored in. And now you also have to factor in, where is this person being placed in the progression? Because as we know, sometimes some of your more veteran veteran quarterbacks, if you will, the Matthew Staffords, the Jared Goffs, can hang in there and get to their third and fourth read. But sometimes for younger quarterbacks and who also are more mobile, they don't get past their second read. They like to use their legs, and then once they use their legs to extend the play, now they find a receiver. But being able to stay on script if you're not the first or second target, or sometimes even if you are the second target, with all those factors being involved, sometimes it can have a reduction in targets just by the sheerness of those factors that take place on a Sunday.
Al, I know you follow the whole NFL, and obviously you're always keeping an eye on your ex-team, the Bears. What have you thought about this offseason for the Bears with what happened today, with Drew Dolman pulling the surprise party on everybody by retiring at the age of 27? Right now, you don't have a left tackle. You almost don't have linebackers. You don't have safeties right now. And maybe you could speak to like the NFL in general and the way it works, but what have you thought about the Bears offseason in general and the way it looks relative to, just feels like last week we were all thrilled over the fact that the Bears beat Green Bay in the playoffs and were headed to take on LA in the next round.
Yeah, this is about how I thought it would be. You know, for me, I've learned from playing in NFL that each year is its own kind of entity, and how you kind of get to that can be different. So we knew, well, at least I thought coming into this with some of the weapons that they have and with those guys really needing more opportunities coming into this year, that there may be a chance somebody on that offense that's there this past season wouldn't be there. Now, when you look at the defensive side of the ball, the linebacker core, secondary, there's always moves that can be made. Obviously, when you have the subtraction of a DJ Moore, you now acquire some draft capital. So now you're able to either use that in the draft or trade and use that. So there's many ways in this NFL to be able to skin a cat, if you will, on how you acquire talent, whether if that's free agency or draft.
Please excuse the alarmed look from Mark. Alan, Mark has a cat at home, so I think he took that one a little alarmed. Yeah, he
made a face. I'm disappointed in you, Alan.
but you're right. There's a lot of different ways to go about this. When you consider, though, how catastrophic this can be, or just the overall effect on an offense that was functioning well and thought perhaps at least that many of the long-term pieces were in place, and the Bears still don't have a set answer at left tackle because of Ozzie Trapillo's injury. How can this affect an offense, in your understanding as a former player? How much can this really change things?
You know, it has the possibility of changing things. You know, now you're really leaning on the development of your players, of some of your young players from year one to year two. You know, but when you draft guys in the first round, when you draft guys in the second round, that's something that you kind of foresee as you're sitting in those draft rooms of, okay, where will these guys be at in year one to year two? And I think they're on pace. So there is a risk that you take when you have a veteran player that has been there, one of your leaders, now exits the building, but now it's the opportunity for some of your young guys to step up as well. This will be year three for Caleb, so he's not on the younger side or rookie side anymore. And I say that because some guys still consider rookies guys in year two before they play three games that year a rookie. So you have guys that have to step up, and I think that's on the coaching staff and on the development of the players. But it is a risk, but you have the pieces in place that need to step up.
But yeah, Alan, also just made me think that like of course you're better off having DJ Moore in your wide receivers room, but it's different because Caleb Williams, like he's coming up with Roma Dunze, he's coming up with Luther Bird and Colston Loveland. These are his guys, so he doesn't have to, you know, for whatever reason, like we talked about the chemistry, he doesn't have to sort of like force it now to DJ Moore. Like DJ Moore is not getting his, I've got to get the ball to DJ Moore. He's growing with these young guys. Is there something to that? Because again, I see the parallel with you back in 2018. Once they figured it out, get the ball to Allen Robinson as much as possible, even though you have other weapons like Anthony Miller and company and some of the guys that you had on that 2018 team.
Yeah, you know, I definitely think it can ease the mind of a quarterback. But, you know, again, man, you're really trusting on the development of the young players and just the cohesiveness that Caleb Williams will have with those guys. I even look at example like to where DJ Moore is going. DJ Moore is now going to the Buffalo Bills. Once the Buffalo Bills got rid of Stephon Diggs, there were Josh Allen didn't necessarily have to force the ball to Diggs all the time. And sure enough, right after, they were in need of a weapon. So sometimes it can help, but sometimes it can hurt. But again, differently than that situation, I think the Chicago Bears have the weapons in place that I think, like you said before, having a younger crew of guys who can just kind of develop together and come up together, I think that will be good for them.
Allen, also, we just are seeing a lot of big name receivers move around the league now. Yeah, this is a trend that happened, I want to say, like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, where some of the biggest names like Tyreek Hill goes to Miami from Kansas City, for example. That seems to just be part of it. George Pickens gets traded. He gets the franchise tag on the tag deadline day earlier this week. What do you think about just the movement when it comes to some of the biggest names who are receivers with big contracts getting dealt like this all across the league?
Yeah, I mean, we're in kind of uncharted territory now when it comes to just player movement. And from a day-to-day basis, anybody can be moved. You know, I remember a day where quarterbacks didn't really get released. Now you see quarterbacks, you saw Kyler Murray possibly getting released. You see Kirk Cousins on the market to possibly get released. So when you see things like that, the NFL continues to change and continues to evolve. So, I mean, I'm a person, again, where there weren't many trades. When I first came into the NFL, you didn't see a lot of big trades when it came to skill position guys and quarterbacks. But now that's something that just becomes a part of the norm.
Why do you think that is?
I think when you see teams do it and it kind of works, when you see the LA Rams trade for Jalen Ramsey and he comes in and does what he does, when you see the GM for the Rams trade some of the draft capital and then they win the Super Bowl and he has a shirt that says F those picks. It's a copycat league. It's a copycat league. People see what other guys are doing and something that may have been extremely valuable in previous years, which to some still are first round draft picks, they aren't as valuable to others as that. They would rather have the more proven talent to bring into their building. Obviously, we just saw the Rams again trade for a cornerback yesterday from Kansas City and use one of those first round draft picks. So people go about it different ways, but it's kind of a copycat league. And I think people are a little less afraid now to trade some of those bigger names and bigger contracts.
I think about the Matt Stafford trade too, Allen. You know, I think about the Matthew Stafford trade and that sends him to LA. Jared Goff goes to Detroit and it worked out for everybody.
Definitely. Definitely. And again, I think that's what, and, you know, shout out to those teams for making that happen, because I think that's what makes it so cool is that things like that and situations like that do work out for everybody. Even looking at the trade today with DJ Moore, I do think that's probably in the best interest of DJ Moore and the Chicago Bears. They get some draft capital. Their younger guys get to get on the field and get some more opportunities. DJ Moore goes to Buffalo, a team that needed a receiver. And I think both teams win.
Well, and I'll put you in DJ Moore's shoes, for example. If you found out that you were going to work with Josh Allen and your former offensive coordinator, how would you feel if you were in that position?
I would be excited because obviously there's been rumblings that he may be dealt this offseason at some point in time anyway. So once you kind of swallow that pill and get an understanding that I may be dealt, I may not be on the Chicago Bears next year. Now it's what's the next best situation? And I think him going to an offensive coordinator that he had a tremendous amount of success with and also a quarterback like Josh Allen, I don't think it gets much better than that.
Talking to the former Bear, Allen Robinson, right here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Focus of the day, if you're just turning on your radio, DJ Moore has been traded to the Buffalo Bills. The Bears getting back a second-round pick this year in the draft. Al, what do you think about what's been going on with A.J. Brown going back to this season in Philadelphia and some of his unhappiness? And I know teams like New England are talking about potentially acquiring A.J. Brown. What do you think about that talent? And I don't know. I doubt anything would happen with the Bears that he would end up a Bear. But what do you think about A.J. Brown?
I don't think that he'll end up a Bear, but I think he's a phenomenal player. I could see him still being in Philadelphia next year. I mean, Philadelphia is a team where when you look at their offense, I don't think they can get better by trading a player like that, even if it's for a draft capital. That's a team that's has been win now for the past 3 to 4 years, maybe even dating back to 5 years. So I don't know if they can just fill that void or if they have the talent on the roster like the Chicago Bears, the young talent on the roster like the Chicago Bears, to be able to trade one of their veteran receivers. But I could also, you know, Howie Roseman, he's a dealer, man. He'll make trades, he'll make moves, and he's not afraid to move them. So you can't rule anything out.
Where do you put Howie Roseman in line, like how you rank NFL GMs, Alan? He's up there for me. He might be the best in the league.
He's up there for my, he's up there for me too. I will put him at number two. I'll put him at one or two. You know, him and Les, man, they're some willing and dealing guys who have been able to keep their team in contention for a long time now.
I love doing power rankings with you. Maybe we'll do wide receiver here in a second, but I don't see your retirement papers yet. This is what opens the door for you to finally get that invite back to Ben Johnson and Bears training camp. Is that what's going on here, Alan Robinson?
Listen, as much as I would love that, you know, I think that those days are gone and behind me. Again, I had a blast playing for Ben Johnson. I love the city of Chicago, but you can't, and like you said before, never say never, but I do think those days are long gone.
Are you done, like, playing, period? I mean, obviously that makes sense that it might not be a fit with the Bears, but are you calling it, Alan Robinson?
Not exactly yet. We'll see.
Okay.
You know, we'll see. But I haven't made a final decision on that either way yet.
When you hear somebody retiring early, like Drew Dahlman at 27, obviously a very different position from yours, he being a center, you being a receiver. But when you hear about him retiring early, like what goes through your mind? What was your initial reaction?
You know, when you think about some of those guys that are playing in the trenches, you know, that those positions can be pretty brutal. I mean, even look at Frank Ragnow. You know, he in Detroit, you know, he plays center. He had a pretty unexpected retirement as well, you know. So, but shout out to those guys, man. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental. Take care of your physical. You know, when you've played in this league and the amount of time and stuff that guys have to dedicate to the game, whether if that's getting themselves ready to play on Sunday mentally or physically, some guys who've dealt with injury. I look at myself, you know, after I broke my foot in L.A., just the amount of maintenance each and every day that it took to get my body ready to play, you know, sometimes that can become pretty grueling. So at this day and age, man, with guys getting paid in NIL and stuff like that, I'm not surprised by early retirement.
It's shocking, though. I mean, it was.
It is. And again, I'll say this: that's a position in Ben Johnson and that kind of system that's very. I'm not going to say dependent, but it's a very big chess piece when you have a good center like that. Like, again, even last year, I thought as tough as it was for the Detroit Lions to lose Ben Johnson, I think it was even more tough for them to lose Frank Ragnow as well.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like that's true. He's the first person I thought of when this happened with Drew Dahlman. That was the first name that came
to
my mind.
Same. He's the first person that came to my mind as well.
And I know he had a foot injury. That was pretty debilitating for him. That
he
also
did.
Led to.
He did.
Well, wait a minute.
Decision.
Wait a minute. Then I got to ask you about this because you grew up in Detroit. You're a Lions fan at heart. Did it crush your soul when Barry Sanders retired, and then even to a different degree, Megatron down the line?
Yeah, I mean, I was young when Barry retired, but definitely when you see greats like that retiring prematurely, it definitely hurts your heart. But now looking back at it, hearing Calvin Johnson speak on just kind of how his body felt and what it would take for him to get going each and every Sundays and just the overall length of how he had to take treatment, even up to time to game day, to sleep in his hyperbaric chamber day before the game and waking up at 3 a.m. to go home to sleep in the hyperbaric chamber. So guys are doing a lot to get their bodies ready to play on Sundays. And sometimes it just becomes a bit too much.
Alan Robinson talking with Layla Rahimi, Mark Grody, of course, doing a fantastic job breaking news when DJ Moore got traded and then going around the horn. Adam Hoge, of course, Alan Robinson, great stuff there. But I'm curious what you guys' thoughts are. When you're thinking about this DJ Moore trade, I'm sure you guys are thinking about something, whether it's the future of this wide receiver room and this Bears offense. You heard Mark Grody mention all the holes that the Bears have. Obviously, they've gotten some more second-round picks as a result. Curious what your thoughts are. 312-644-6767. Again, Gabe Ramirez hanging out till 5 o'clock, passing it off to Dustin Rhodes, and then Mully and Hogg got you at 5:30. But coming up next, your phone calls. Again, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez overnights right here on 104.3 The Score.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chicago Baseball Talk with perspective, honesty, and context wherever you live.
Listen to Spiegel and Holmes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Keep up with the city's teams, no matter the miles.
Well, I think the Bills had a big move. I think this may have been the Bills' big move, but I think the Bears could continually also now be active. Obviously, I think they've checked in on Max Crosby. A lot of people wondering if they would make a move for Tyler Linderbaum in free agency, the center. They lost their center this week, Drew Dahlman, to a surprising early retirement and still have to plug that hole. So the Bears are expected to be active here over the next week of free agency. So Jeremy says the Bills aren't through. I don't think the Bears are through. The league year gets underway next week, and we've already seen 4 trades agreed to this week.
Adam Schefter talking about the Bears and whether or not they'll be active after that DJ Moore trade. Certainly he thinks that'll be the issue, or the case for that matter. Bills making a splash. Phone lines are open. You guys can get your thoughts in. 312-644-6767. Were you happy with the DJ Moore trade? I feel like a lot of people have been calling in and been on either side of the fence where they're not necessarily sure how they feel in this situation. But the good news is we get to hear how you feel. Again, 312-644-6767. Let's go out to the phone lines. We got Alan out in Loves Park. So, Alan, you got a Packers thought?
I want to trade Malik for Max Crosby. What do you think?
Come on. Don't be silly. Are you serious right now?
Yeah. They need a quarterback. We could use another D end to match up with Micah.
Come on. Wait, are you being serious right now?
Why would that? What's wrong with it?
Malik Willis for Max Crosby. The Bears are trying to give up DJ Moore for Max Crosby. You're talking about giving up Malik Willis.
We'd throw something else in the pot, but I think that would be good. They need a quarterback, right?
Bro.
We got one.
Okay, first of all, Alan, I know you call the show a lot, and I love you. You're anybody that calls up, I'm here for it, Alan. And, of course, you're a Knight. I'm here for this. But come on. Come on, Alan. We can't – Malik Willis for Max Crosby is crazy. You're really disappointed in this. I'm sorry. I feel bad. I know. I feel bad. Alan, I can feel it. I feel the disappointment. I'm sorry. Because we're boys. I know. We're boys, and I feel bad.
You pulled a lot of stuff out of my stomach here.
You know what it is, Alan?
I can't take it.
Listen, I'm telling you, Alan, everybody that's listening right now, because you're a Packers fan, they're laughing, but they also feel bad. But they also feel bad. Like, two things could be true. Two things could be true at the same time.
I don't feel it. I'm not feeling it.
All right, well, you hang up, and then I promise you my Bears fans are going to console you. I promise.
All right, I'll call back another time.
All right, hey, call back in like 20 minutes. Who cares? I'm here all night. I'm here till 5 in the morning, Alan.
I'm at work now, so I got to go.
All right, thanks for the call, Alan.
Have a great night.
All right, let's go to Ryan out in Oak Forest. All right, Ryan, first off, I feel bad because my night owl, Alan, I let him down. What did you think about his trade request?
I mean, what was he talking about? Malik Willis for Max Crosby? I mean, don't underscore the value of Malik Willis. No, but yeah.
What's up? Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. I mean, I've seen lots of tweets saying, oh, just got a text about the Bears and Max Crosby. Stay tuned. That's all I could tell you is stay tuned. Like, I don't need that teasing right now. But I think we could figure out, like, okay, we lost 3 of our most valuable players. But I think, there's something to be said. People underestimate the value of a middle linebacker, but kind of overestimate wide receivers. I think right now it's like they grow on trees. you ask anyone who are your top 10 wide receivers, it'll be like the Big Ten. It's like you can name 19, right? Mm. So DJ Moore, he's going to really look really good in a Bills uniform, losing in the conference championship round. I think Roma Dunze is a very similar archetype, right? And we were pretty solid without Tremaine Edmonds. The Drew Dahman thing, like normally I'd really be panicking. We lose our center. I mean, the Vegas Lions, they really move drastically when a team's center goes down. But there's Tyler Lindebaum. There's the other Tyler. I mean, and it's pretty good center draft. This is actually not a super bad time to need a center because, like, I mean, Drew Dahman retiring 2 years younger than me.
Yeah,
shit, I'm feeling old there.
No, that's how that goes. I think, Dahman retiring just kind of opens up a lot of opportunities for the Chicago Bears to reset their center position, right? Dahman was supposed to be the guy to be around for the next 3 years, right, including the past. And now in the present, you're asking yourself, are you signing a veteran to be a stopgap? Because if you draft a rookie center, rookie centers that start are few and far between. And so, granted, you might want to take one maybe third, fourth round so that way you can develop one. The newly acquired second round pick, I'm not sure, there are two standout centers that are projected to go in the 60s. So it'll be interesting to see if the Bears do that. But I think they're more inclined to sign a veteran. I don't know, because it's also, when you're in behind or when you're sandwiched between Jonah Jackson and you obviously, and Joe Tooney, you obviously get some coverage. So I don't know. So I'm not sure if they want to put, so it makes the arguments there for a rookie, but I still think they're going to want someone that is going to be a veteran that can step in.
Yeah, I think, we're far from the times where we would just put a undrafted rookie at the center. I think coaches have different priorities.
What do you mean? You don't want Doug Kramer stepping in and taking the reins at that center position for the Bears? You don't want that?
Not Kramer, not Newman. I'd rather watch those guys on TV.
Fair enough. Hey, Ryan, thanks for the call as always, man. Love hearing from you.
Yep, see ya.
312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. Going to go back out to the phone lines right now, of course, taking your phone calls, taking your text messages as well. Let's go to Nate out in Lake in the Hills, my night owl. Nate, you're happy about this DJ Moore trade. Tell me why.
So, Gabe, I think the biggest thing is, like, we free up so much cap space now doing this. It gives us options to do other things that we need to do. I mean, not that I, like, obviously his production is going to be missed, but, like, we had to give up something or do something to create some cap space. And this was, like, I don't want to say the obvious one, but it was the one that makes the most sense. You know what I mean? Like, I understand it's going to hurt, but we had to do something to create some really valuable cap space in order to do what we need to do in this offseason.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned freeing up cap space, Nate, and it's almost as if Ryan Poles right now is playing Tetris, right? And you know how, you got a big piece coming down the pipe, right? It's coming down the screen, but when it lands, the line wipes itself out. And that's kind of what happened with DJ Moore, right? Where when he landed, he was an expensive piece. He was like the long one, but laying horizontally as opposed to vertically is a long one. And you had to like fill some things around it. But now that you got other pieces, right? Your Calebs, your Romes, your Luther Burdens, your Colston Lovelands. Now you can kind of fill in that whole line, get rid of DJ so that way more things can fit in. And I think that's essentially what you're saying. Now the Bears have more cap space to do other things because they're fortunate enough to have some riches at the wide receiver position. That's the real reason why DJ Moore is expendable.
Right, and that's the other thing, too. I think the wide receiver position was the one that we were the most depth at, Now, I got another question for you because me and my buddies were talking about this earlier today, and they think now at the wide receiver position, we, like, on speed and everything, they think we're one of the slowest wide receiver cores in the NFL. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what we were talking about today, or that's what they were telling me, and I'm like, I don't know about that.
That's an interesting one. I mean, obviously, Luther Burden is super speedy. Roma Dunze has wheels. I think what you're really noticing, right, is that the wide receiver room currently is super cheap with Roma Dunze and Luther Burden at the helm on their rookie deals. So the Bears might find themselves in a position where they're we talked about it on the defensive end, Nate, where they might be the beneficiary team of you know, veterans that are at the tail end of their career that want to sign somewhere for the cheap, that might be the case for a wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? Like a speedy wide receiver or somebody over the top. Like, you can just go get a veteran that might want to come in for the low, you know, if he's disgruntled or whatever. So what all that to say is that you can improve your speed in different ways. And I wouldn't call them one of the slower teams. I'd say they're definitely middle of the pack in the moment.
What do you think? This just popped in my head. What do you think about how much would Tyreek Hill cost, you think, to come?
A bottle of Tylenol, Nate, is what it might cost you right there. Now, I wouldn't be interested in a Tyreek Hill. I think him and Luther Burden kind of play that similar role. I think Tyreek Hill is more of a guy that needs to put a team over the top, like the Texans, you know, like where they already have Nico Collins and, you know, Christian Kirk, but they need somebody else, you know, to kind of step up. So
right.
I think Tyreek Hill might fit there. You know, remember, Ryan Poles, and what he's proven is that he loves character guys, right? We see it. Darnell Wright, Rome Odunze. I mean, he loves his character guys. So, you know, Gardner Johnson was more of a stopgap, you know, obviously somebody that had a history because of Kyler Gordon. But I think overall, they might not move on. But I like that. I'm going to keep listening because I'm going to be throwing out some more wide receiver names that I think we could fill in. Because obviously that's a void that they're going to have to fill now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sounds good. Yeah. And sounds like a therapist Gabe might be
therapist
on tonight with this.
Therapist is. I am therapist Gabe. And we do need some therapy. I need some person. Nate, thanks for the call. Let's go to Bob out in Marseilles. Bob.
Yes, sir. Marseilles, Illinois, right by Starbrook, my friend, on Interstate 80.
Now I know exactly where you're at. All right, talk to me about this pass rush from the Bears.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm kind of curious what we're going to do here, and I've got an idea. I want Peter Woods, if we can get our hands on him, out of Clemson, is a tackle. And I know we have an edge-heavy rush, but I'm not totally savvy on it. But I want to fix this pass rush. And if you have any thoughts on how to replace Tremaine, I have no idea. So I'm all ears.
Yeah, I hear you, Bob. I think, you know, obviously Peter Woods is a menace, right? 6'2", 300 pounds, just a big dude. I think he's someone that can – you know, I'm triggered when it comes to all defensive tackles, right? Because all you hear is how – physical and how tenacious they are, and then when they go up against NFL caliber offensive linemen, it's hard to duplicate your success from college, right? And I think that's what we're seeing when it comes to the linebacker position for the Chicago Bears. You know, we saw the drop off, right? Noah Sewell, Ruben Hippolyte, who was the last, DeMarco Jackson, the guy that was jumping over the top. Like, we saw the drop off from those guys and what it was to have Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards. That's not no doubt about that. The thing that I think about when you talk about replacing those guys is, you know, when was the last time the Bears spent a top three pick? And by that, I mean first, second, or third round on a linebacker. It's been a while. And so we haven't seen a blue chip.
Roquan.
Exactly. Think about how long ago that was. So I'm saying it's been a while since the Bears have spent a top pick on a blue chip linebacker. And I think you're going to be shocked at when one walks through the door, because I'm sure they're going to use one of those second round picks that they have, either their current one or the one they got from the Bills. And so if you get a second round pick that's a linebacker, you're getting a monster, like a monster. Think about the guys that are starting in the NFL. The majority of them are first, second round picks that are linebackers and are difference makers. And so I think the Bears are in a prime position, and I think that's why the DJ Moore trade was even more valuable, because you're not trading DJ Moore for a second round pick and then trying to replace DJ Moore with that second round pick. You're trading DJ Moore because you have luxury, you know, a treasure chest full of wide receivers and weapons, and so you get to use a second round pick on something else. And in this case, it's going to be a line, or, you know, more than likely it's going to be a linebacker or you know, somebody on defense to help you if you don't use it in the 25th pick. So I think that's how you're replacing Tremaine.
I agree wholeheartedly. Let me be quick because I know you're short on time.
No, you're good. You've got plenty of time.
Crosby's obviously out of the question now.
Is he?
And I know this is you tell me, but it seems like it to me from my perspective. But we're at a very edge-heavy draft. Who should we be looking at?
Yeah, it's a great question, because when you're looking at, you know, the defensive end position for the Chicago Bears, I think it's one, again, going back to, you know, recency bias, you're more inclined to get either a blue chipper or a top tier defensive end, because the carousel of defensive ends for the Chicago Bears over the last couple of seasons has been comical, even with Montez Sweat at some points, right? And I think, and so I think if you're if you're trying to fix that, excuse me, I'm sorry, Bob. If you're trying to fix that, you want top tier talent. So that 25th pick, the idea is if someone's there at 25, but the problem is if you're looking at all the mock drafts, the top 4 or 5 defensive ends are off the board by the time 25 hits. Right.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's why it comes down to best available, because, you know, if you're getting to 25 and Reese is gone, obviously Bailey's going to be gone, Bane's going to be gone, you're just, those start to pile up. Then all of a sudden it's, do I want the 6th best defensive end? Or do
I
want
the best linebacker?
Exactly.
I want the linebacker.
And of course we do. We want the difference maker. Or, you know, is it the best safety available? Is it the best offensive tackle? Like you're going to run into that predicament. And I think that's where the Bears are going to find themselves. But I have a lot of faith, even though Ian Cunningham's not there, Bob, that the Bears will get that right. Because I think, you know, on the defensive side, Dennis Allen, he's been a head coach. He's been in these rooms, right? So he understands how to scout, how to look for guys that he wants. Ben Johnson, the same thing. So I think they're really going to be guys that are going to help out Ryan Poles in the event or in the situations where maybe Ian Cunningham might have been there to been in somebody in his ear.
I feel you. Hey, thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course, Bob.
I'm out of ammo. You nailed it.
Oh, well, look at that. That means I did my job, Bob. I appreciate you.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob, oh, I thought Bob was still talking right there. I guess not. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. 104.3 The Score, all the way till 5 o'clock when Dustin Rhodes takes over. Then Mully and Hall get started at 5:30. They got a great show. I'm sure they're going to be covering all things DJ Moore and the Chicago Bears. There's maybe a Bulls victory against the Phoenix Suns. Who knows? I'm sure they'll get into that. Let's go back out to the phones. 312-644-6767. Let's go to downtown Rich. Rich, you like this DJ Moore train, huh? Good morning, brother.
Yeah. Good morning, buddy. Yeah, Gabe, I like it a lot. You know what? $26 million for a receiver. It's a lot of money today in today's NFL. Look at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's tied to those two guys. They can't make no other moves. I agree with you said. You can pick up a veteran, you know, when the time is right, later at the end of the draft and stuff like that. You got draft picks now. Build the line on both sides of the ball in the trenches, and then go from there. I mean, these are exciting times. I mean, Poles does this all the time. Every year he makes a trade. You know that since he's been GM, he makes a trade. And you know what? It's a different regime. I like it. Go get a pass rusher in the draft. Get some offensive linemen, a linebacker, and then you know what? You could get another veteran linebacker. A veteran receiver, you got some money now. You know, times are good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to play the game, right? And you know where the Bears were at a couple of years ago is not the same where they're at in the present. And you know that's the coolest thing. If there's one takeaway from tonight's show, it is that you know the cool thing about the NFL is that if you want to win consistently, right, you can't duplicate the same thing every year. You can't. It's just the NFL doesn't allow for that. If you want to be good, you have to manipulate your roster and look at the Kansas City Chiefs, right? You have to play the game over the course of the career of your quarterback if they're going to be that good to keep you there. And the Bears are just in the thick of it. And this just happens to be something that has to happen as a result.
Well, Gabe, look at Super Bowl winners, New England. They didn't have a number one receiver. They won with Gronk. Look at Kansas City. They won with Kelce. I think Loveland now is going to be our number one receiver. And you know what? If they won with their tight ends as their number one receiver, we could do the same thing.
You think so? Because Baby T, our producer over here, he thinks Colston Loveland will be the leading receiver of the Bears next year. You
come on, Downtown Rich, join the bandwagon.
I totally agree with that. I think that kid is going to be a monster. I mean, look what he did last year, and he's just scratching the surface, and I think he's going to get better and better. And you know what? What I just said, New England won with Gronk, Kansas City won with Kelce, and now we got our tight end, and that's what we're going to win with.
All right. I guess we shall see. I like it. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Gabe.
Yeah, talk to me.
Hey, Gabe, I just want to reach out to my doorman, Royal. I'm heading to work. He listens to you guys every morning, stuff like that. And he's a big Score fan, so I just wanted to say hey to him.
Shout out Royal, man. He's doing the good business out there. Shout out to him. Tell him I said what's up.
Yeah, he's saving the world.
Oh, that he is. Of course, Rich, man. Shout out to you, Rich. Shout out to all my door guys that are out there, man. That's a special job because not only do you have to be a people person, you know, not everybody has a good day every day. You know what I'm saying? I know you do, Baby T. You're just a bundle of joy. I don't think I've ever seen you have a bad day.
I've had some bad days.
Have you?
I have. I try not to show it, but I have.
Look at that. See? You're a real man, holding in your emotions.
Baby T tries to keep his smile on. Damn. On tap.
Let me find out Lady T is out there acting a fool.
Oh, no Lady T yet. I'll keep you posted if that happens.
We got to get Lady T for Baby
T. No lucky Lady T just yet.
Oh man, you're working too hard, bro. We got to get you at these bars. You got to talk to Brandon. Brandon got game, man. You got to just, you know, Brandon Fryer, morning show producer.
Love Brandon.
Gotta, yeah, he's right behind you. He's just, you know, Brandon, you got to give some pointers, man. You know what I'm saying? There we go. He got it. Okay. Brandon got you. Brandon's smooth as butter right there. All right, we're going to take a break, but we're going to take more calls on the other side. Don't you worry, Kyle. You're up first. I always like to let people know who's first on the other side. Kyle's going to be up first. Your call's following after his. Again, DJ Moore gets traded. You feeling good about that one? Mark Grody talking about how many holes there are on the Chicago Bears roster now. You feel the same way? 312-644-6767. Your call's next. It's Gabe Ramirez live on your overnights right here on 104.3 The Score.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere. Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.